TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Hello, gentle listeners. You know, when I come on by myself, that means the episode's fucked up in some way. And that's exactly what it is. First, Noah's internet went down, so it took us a while to get started. Then, Andy's headphones were having problems adjusting the volume, so he unplugged and plugged back in, and then he stopped recording from his headphone mic and started recording from his laptop mic, and so his audio for this entire episode sounds like shit. One of these days, we're gonna get our act together and record an episode that isn't shitty. This is not that day. Enjoy the show. If you can.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, an extremely obscure stand-up comedian. I started this podcast because I thought it might be interesting to find out what makes a comedian laugh. In my case, it's my two old roommates, Andy and Noah. They're not comedians, but they always used to make me laugh. But now we don't live together anymore. So, we decided we'd do this podcast every week and try and make each other laugh and record it so maybe you make a few of you laugh as well. This week we talk about the symbolism of Beauty and the Beast. I get a little older and Andy's wife gets sick. But when you hear this sound...
Pay that man his money.
That means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Ed, I'm going to ask you a question. You can just give me a yes or no answer.
Yeah.
I was using my old USB hub that was causing problems. Could that have messed up my Wi-Fi?
Probably not.
Okay.
Welcome to TanCast, everybody, before they get going on that tangent.
That's all I want to know.
Yeah.
No, that's not going to stop Andy.
Possible, but
see?
Seems unlikely.
See?
That's
see?
It. Possible, but seems unlikely.
I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
I'm Andy, the A in TanCast.
I'm Noah, the N in TanCast. And guys, this is our last episode. We decided to wrap it up. Got too many obligations. I got, you know, ladies to date. I got kids to raise.
Noah, come on, man. Okay, so the real news is that I'm finally deciding that I'm going to, you know, live my true life. I'm leaving my wife. I'm moving to San Francisco. I'm moving in with Noah.
I got ladies and men to date.
Date. You call what we do dating?
I mean, we go out sometimes. See a movie.
Dates all over your face, neck, and chest.
Yeah. Gets all stuck and matted in that hair.
Ooze.
What hair?
I think you're talking about
my chest.
Hair. Oh, wait. Was that a dig at Andy or me?
Andy. Okay. Having no hair.
Oh, yes.
Got it.
Well, I shaved the top, but I'm a little ruggy on the chesticle area.
God shaved the top. Let's be real about this.
God was like, you don't need that anymore. Let me take
God, that. God thinned it. Now what? Fuck you, God. No one sees your handiwork.
God started it. I finished it.
Yep.
Finished all over his face, neck, and chest.
Indeed.
Oh, boy.
Well, man, this is going to be a real low note to go out on.
You see what I did there?
In and out on. It was a low note.
It was a low note.
It was a low note.
I took it literally.
This is how it ends. Not with a bang, but with a whimper.
I honestly can't tell if it's an April Fool's Day joke or not, but the White House has posted that President Donald J. Trump proclaims April 2017 as National Sexual Assault Awareness and Prevention Month.
I mean, good.
Yay. But month?
I mean,
is that
it's
what
not
you
like it's a negative thing to try and bring awareness and prevention to sexual assault, it's, even if it's, you know, from an odious person who may have done it himself.
It's not. But yeah, I would say, you know, step zero is put mittens on Donald.
Mittens? The cat?
Yes, the cat.
Is this going to be, is this what it's going to be like, this episode, Tim?
He loves to grab him by the pussy.
He does. Grabs him by the mittens.
Well, are you saying my comedy is anything less than 100%, Noah? Is that what you're saying? Is that what you mean to imply? That these jokes aren't up to your normal standards?
He's saying he thinks that you used all your good shit last night.
Ah, I did. I was at Rooster's last night, and I had a fucking great set, and I was like, sweet, I'm so glad I recorded that. And then I went and grabbed my phone, and it turns out I should have cleared out more memory on my phone, because it stopped recording 7 minutes into my set. I was like, God damn it!
Oh.
Hopefully you got all the good shit out at first.
Nope.
This has been a rough week for technology.
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How is your motherfucking week?
Indeed.
Yeah, because Tancast listeners don't know, but you guys do. Zeus killed my internet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
for a second, it sounded like you said Zeus, not Zeus.
No.
Hey, Zeus! Like Mount Olympus, don't fuck with me. I'll put a lightning bolt up your ass. Zeus!
Do I look Puerto Rican to you?
I'm surprised you didn't go with Thor.
Thor's
your go-to God of Thunder.
God of Thunder, yeah. Zeus is the one throwing the lightning bolts.
Oh, so they're like, it's like a team job.
Yeah. Well,
plus, so Thor is just in charge of the sound?
Well, and the war and whatnot. I'm sure that Thor is also probably involved with the lightning and everything, but yeah.
I mean, in the comics, his hammer makes lightning.
Yes, this is true, or attracts lightning. But also, you know, if I've made all these jokes for all these years about worshiping Thor, I'm going to blame a different god of lightning.
Maybe you have displeased him. You ever think about that?
Could be. I mean, it has been a while since I killed any Danes.
Or Thor works in mysterious ways. Maybe he heard about the net privacy going away, and he's like, oh, zzzzt,
yep.
VR protected.
Yes.
Verily.
Yay. Yeah, so big lightning storm. I probably was awakened by another like lightning going off near the house. So I was awake for a little while. It was like 11:30 at night. And one goes off, and there was no delay between the flash and the boom, and it hit the house. Like, it often will rattle windows if it's nearby, and it can often be kind of startling. It can often, like, shake the house, but this one, like, rattled the walls. Like, I could hear the house vibrating with the boom.
I'll rattle your walls, baby.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. It was like a bomb going off up the block. Shit was loud. Scared the shit out of me. Scared Caitlin. She was awake, too. And then almost immediately when I was like, well, I'll put something stupid on Netflix or whatever and try to go back to sleep. Nothing's working. So I go in and check the cable modem. All the lights are off. I unplug it. I plug it back in. All the lights remain off. I pick it up, take a little sniff. It's got that that nice magical electric stuff got out of it smell, that ozone. Like, oh, well, shit. So the next day I went out and bought a new cable modem, plugged it in. Got Comcast after a couple of tries to actually get it turned on correctly and working. And then noticed that there was a problem with the router. Thought, oh, well, just reboot the router. So I turned the router off, turned it back on, and it would not come back on again. Apparently that was its last life. And when I rebooted it, it was all out, game over. Well, fuck. Indeed. Yeah, so luckily I had an old router, so I got 100 megabit internet coming into a router that can push probably about 10 megabit out the front of it, max. So we're paying for a lot more internet than we're actually getting right now.
Isn't that life? You know what I'm talking about?
It is.
Man, you know what I'm talking about. You know how you've been paying for internet, you know, be getting internet, man.
Yeah, so a couple of times over the last couple of days, as I've been trying to figure out what I'm going to get to replace the one that went boom, been trying to watch like Netflix or whatever. I'm like, why is Netflix so blocky? Oh, that's right. The internet used to suck.
It's like my penis is 100 megabit internet, and lady's vagina is going to take 10 megabits.
Yep.
I don't know where I was going with that.
They can only take like one or two regular bits, which is our deal with megabits like Noah swinging around. That's game over, man. Game over.
Oh,
I know. I just made myself re-sad because I remember he died.
He did die.
It's all right. We can still celebrate his legacy by implying that he's going to shout about Noah's penis being too big for a woman's vagina.
All right.
That's what Bill Pullman would have wanted.
That's how I would have been remembered.
I did love the fact that the internet decided that until his family decides otherwise, he died in a penis ensmallment surgery.
What?
His dick was simply too big. And as a charitable act for the rest of humanity, he was trying to have it ensmalled. And he passed from complications.
Who is saying that?
Yeah.
Random people on the internet.
Okay.
It was a
so
meme.
So three
for like
people,
a day.
Three fucked up people you follow, put it, and that's what the internet decided.
Have even changed their default Twitter profile picture.
It was Tim's mom. I was
still
trying,
an egg.
Trying not to say anything about it, but it was Tim's mom. And yes, still an egg. Tim's mom is a Russian hacker. These are April 1st facts.
Welcome to Mother Russia.
Oh dear God.
Oh, oh sweet bastard.
I even hacked your internet.
Are you even trying anymore?
Not really. I mean, I was kind of trying, and then I was just like, fuck it, I can't do it.
you can be Russian.
Calling us Ukrainian is like calling us... that's more like, what's his name from Rounders?
Isn't he Russian? Or
I don't think he was Russian. I think it was something else. Andy?
I
hey, that
don't
man, he's
know.
Miani.
I can't remember Rounders.
It was John Malkovich played... I think his name of his character was, like, his nationality.
Oh.
But I could be misremembering.
I don't remember.
He is such an interesting dude.
I will splash
dude.
The pot whenever I fucking want.
Yeah.
Pay him. Pay that man his money.
What? Teddy KGB. That's John Malkovich.
Okay.
So apparently his nationality, now what, is KGB.
It's KGB.
Yes.
Aren't they Russian?
Yes.
Okay. Oh. Maybe they play Russian.
Technically Soviet.
What, is there a distinction, Andy?
The Soviet Union was bigger than just the Russian Soviet Republic, or whatever it was.
Got it.
But
pay
Russia
that man
was...
his money.
Pay this man his money.
Pay that man his money. You guys, seriously, why you guys pay him his money and give him a shot, you guys?
This episode's gone right off the rails.
Matt Damon told, like, a story about him where he, like, whispered to him, like, when they're about to do the scene, like, I don't know how to act.
Pay that man his money.
Or... And I think he Matt Damon had no idea that he was going to do that voice.
Oh, I think I may have heard this. I don't remember the details, though.
Yeah, I'm spotting the details as well.
Noah, spotty on the details of a story? The
yeah,
devil
yeah.
You
say. that's me too. Don't you know me by now? You know what's weird is when people start releasing like April Fool's jokes like the day before, and you're like a little early there, buddy.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, real life April Fool's joke. Somebody hung up a sign on Moreland Avenue in Atlanta today. It said, In and Out Atlanta, coming soon, now accepting applications.
Oh, bastards.
Are you guys waiting for it there?
That is awesome. Dude, In and Out is so fucking far away, like it's never going to get here. But in the meantime, oh shoot, I can't remember the name of the place. It's in Marietta. Well, doesn't matter. We've got Burger Fi, we got Cheeseburger Bobby's. We got a lot of places to get good burgers here.
Got lots of places to get your heart attack on.
Yeah,
what you're saying.
I'm definitely in the minority on this, but In-N-Out is not all that.
I mean, I think
people
for the
fucking
price,
love In-N-Out.
It's good.
Yeah.
But it's not like it's almost always super slow. The fries are shit.
You get them animal style, they're pretty good.
I know a lot of people who love the fries. I like the fries, even if I get them animal style.
I like them. They remind me of Lay's potato chips. Like, Lay's potato chips are not my favorite potato chips, but if someone's got some Lay's, I'm like, I'll have some Lay's. Not bad.
How dare you, sir?
Yeah. No.
I would have some Lay's potato chips long before I would have In-N-Out fries.
No, I'm right with Noah. In fact, I think Lay's is about the perfect way to describe it for me, too. So thank you, Noah.
Like, if I had a choice of other chips, I would be like, I would definitely get some Ruffles.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, Wendy's definitely has better fries than In-N-Out.
I'll go Lay's, though. I like a Lay's.
Right, yeah, I'm not saying Lay's are shit. I'm just saying, like, to me, they're the In-N-Out fries are equivalent of Lay's. Like, I don't love them, but they're not bad.
Yeah.
But if, like, that variety pack of chips is out, and it's like, you know, the Cool Ranch Doritos, regular Doritos, Fritos, Cheetos, and Lay's, and then Lay's barbecue, I'll grab Lay's.
Yeah, I would grab Doritos.
All right. Put all the chips on the table.
I splash the chips whenever I want. But yeah, so like, I don't think In-N-Out is like the best burger ever, but for like $3, $4, it is a good burger, and it's, you know, I feel like quality-wise, it is good.
McDonald's will get you a better burger for a reason about the same price.
Mm,
I would go to Burger King first. I would go to Jack in the Box is a lesser quality burger, but for less money.
I mean, like quality, like as the meat. I do not feel like. I mean, and maybe that's just my perception of McDonald's. I do not feel like McDonald's and Burger King has high quality beef.
It's 100% real beef. It says it right on their sign.
Mm-hmm, all right.
It's on their sign, Noah.
Well, just because 100% real beef doesn't mean it's like quality beef.
When has a major corporation ever lied, Noah? Ever? Although, what do they have to gain? Nothing. Paragons of virtue and honesty.
How can I argue with that?
You cannot, Your Honor. Yep. I rest my eyelids. Is he sleeping in my courtroom? So I'm old now.
Yes, you are.
Oh, yes.
Hooray for me.
Andy's the last holdout, right?
I am.
Andy's the last one in his 30s.
Uh-huh. 8 more days.
Oh, so we can record one more when you're still in your 30s, possibly.
Possibly. Depends on what the plans are.
Oh, that's right.
You
might be out of town next week. Apologies to the listeners. It took me so long to edit last week's episode that instead of not having an episode last week, we didn't have an episode the week before, and then the episode came out saying you're not going to have an episode next week, and that's this episode.
So you got to wait a week to play this episode in, too.
Yeah, we're going to run a week behind.
Yeah, whatever it takes.
We got to make it even out.
My family got me a trip to Disneyland for my birthday.
I saw. All by yourself?
Yep.
Really?
Yep. Like, you know, you don't have to take the kids. You don't have to take the wife. Just go and do whatever you're going to do.
Oh, I was actually joking, but that's awesome.
Oh.
Yep. Flying out Friday, flying back Sunday. It's all Tim time.
Nice. Timmy time.
Make sure to hook up with a nice little costume character. Yeah.
How you doing, Aladdin?
Aladdin. Yeah.
How do we both go for Aladdin?
I don't know, because that's what we do, Tim. We've known each other for a long time.
I was about to go to Peter Pan at the last second I zigged to Aladdin.
We're connected, buddy, huh? You can't fight it.
No one sucks like Gaston. No one fucks like Gaston. No one sells all his butthole for bucks like Gaston.
How do you guys, or have you guys even heard that Beauty and the Beast is a terrible, like, feminist message of, like, a man can be shitty to you, but you should stick with him because then he'll be all right. Like, he'll turn into something great.
Mm.
And I haven't seen it recently. At first I was like, really? Is he that shitty to her? I thought he was just, like, misunderstood.
I mean, to some degree that's true.
I'm not saying I agree or disagree, but it's just interesting. I was like, And then it's like, I mean, you know, I think... I don't know if there's always, like, malintent, like, when these things come up, right? Or maybe it's, you know, subliminal. I think it's just someone's just like, oh, I'm going to create this story, and, like, this happens to be how it is. Although, is Beauty and the Beast, like, a classic fairy tale?
Oh, yeah. Super old.
Okay.
Yeah. So, it was probably created in a time where someone was thinking, just like, oh, I'm going to make a story about how beauty isn't skin deep, and then just, you know, be ass blind to the optics of it.
Yeah. This is Stockholm Syndrome. Like,
right,
she started to identify with her captor in the absolute literal sense of the term.
But on the other hand, it's a female-led movie that's doing blockbuster business, so...
Yeah, true.
Can't have it all, ladies.
Nope.
Baby steps.
Oof, we've been doing baby steps for a long time.
But
that's not true.
She
for a while,
totally
we weren't even walking.
Work.
You were walking 10 feet behind us.
And that's only baby steps because of the foot binding. Too far?
Too far.
Okay.
Either of you seen the new movie?
Nope.
I have not. I have asked people if it addresses some of my issues with Beauty and the Beast, and some people said it has.
What are your issues?
The fact that... I wrote 2 blogs about it.
Pay that man his money.
That according to the song Be Our Guest, that they've been cursed for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then according to the opening monologue, the curse ends on the end of the Beast's 21st birthday, and the curse is about to end at the end of the movie, which means he was cursed when he was 11.
Yep.
Not only that, not only was he cursed, the entire castle was cursed. Like, yo, what I got to do with this? I just cleaned the floor, baby! Now I'm a mop, I gotta clean the floor with my fucking face!
So it's like similar to like the ancillary crew on the Death Star getting killed just because they worked there?
Yeah, kind of.
Well, it didn't work on a military battle station, so.
But they're just cleaning the bathroom, Andy.
It doesn't matter. Like, the guy who cleans the bathroom on a warship is still, you know, he knows it's going to get shot at.
That's true.
Yeah.
He does know that.
I'm not saying it's, you know, that death isn't tragic. I'm just saying that it's not like, you know, it's not like ISIS hiding behind human shield.
It was a secret project, though. Maybe they didn't know. In the argument that it was just being built, so they had no idea what they were being built in the second one?
That's the argument, but...
Hey, this thing looks an awful lot like a bigger version of the thing that blew up Alderaan. Well, better plunger that toilet.
I gotta paint this wall and put up some drywall.
Hey, my kid's college isn't gonna pay for itself. He's always going to go to Tashi Station and get some fucking power converters.
I know.
And he's always so whiny about it. Shut the fuck up.
What, am I made of power converters?
Shut up and drink your blue milk. God damn it.
Back to being the Beast. Why is he answering the door?
Exactly.
He's the prince.
Where are his parents in all this?
And now I've watched the Christmas movie, and like it's Christmas Day. Like they go back to the curse in the Christmas movie, and it's Christmas Day. They're all opening presents, and then someone rings the bell. I'm like, this was a Christmas curse? And also, they say he's the prince. Okay, nobody noticed their leader not being around anymore. Like, if Prince Charles suddenly disappeared and became a giant lion buffalo, people would notice. Also, where's the king and queen?
Yeah, like I said, where's his parents?
If they're not around, I'm pretty sure that means he's a king now.
Yeah, possibly.
You don't just stay a prince just because you're young.
Maybe. It was a situation where he wasn't actually the crown prince. He was the prince who would, you know, succeed only if several brothers died or whatever. And he was such a huge dick that his parents sent him off to live in a castle all by himself with all of their shittiest, like, you know, handmaidens and whatever people. Like, so they just sent, like, all the shitty people to all live in one castle just to be rid of them. And everyone was glad to be rid of the little shit, so when he got enchanted, no one noticed because fuck that kid and he lives out in the boonies anyways. Maybe?
Maybe.
Explains the lack of parents.
It does. And the lack of kingship.
Yeah? Huh. Billy's a goat bear now. Well, fuck him anyway.
However, how do they get supplies? Because they still eat.
He's got a garden. He's got to greet them. He's farmed a table, Tim.
Hey, Tim.
Yeah?
Some of the help turned into food.
Oh, God, why?
Eat my friends. Eat my friends. I can't come up with a rhyme. But it's already so wrong.
My hunger satiated when their life ends.
Oh, no. You'll get fooled
as
their
the rhyme scheme very well, but what are you going to
do? There you go. So, other than movies, how the hell was everyone's weeks? Other than Tim getting old.
Old.
Tim, how are your balls?
They're fine.
Huh.
I don't know what you thought, like, you know, at midnight... on my birthday, we're just, hey, through one, the balls drop.
Yep, that's kind of what I'm expecting.
Should all your youthness be forgot and your crooked little spine? You are slowly losing the fight to the fucking father time.
You're older than you ever been, and now you're even older. Sorry.
And now you're even older. Now you're even older.
I don't know this song, but I wanna jump in.
All right.
That is all the lyrics. Oh, what? Time marches it on.
Is marching on.
Dun,
and time.
is still marching on.
Shoo-ba-doo-wah.
Yeah.
I love that song.
Actually, you know, how my weeks were involved Beauty and the Beast and not seeing it.
Nazis?
What? So last...
You were Nazis, the Beauty and the Beast! Nein!
Yahor! Last Monday, so Drew's been kind of a whiny bitch at school. Whiny little punk, sorry. A couple of times, was like, I'm not feeling well. And the nurse calls Caitlin and it's like, yeah, he seems fine as soon as he gets home. He's like, yay, Minecraft! So, you know, starting to get kind of a boy crying wolf sort of vibe. So last Monday, Caitlin gets a call from the nurse, and she's like, oh, he's running a temperature, and Caitlin's expecting it to be like, you know, 99.2 or something like that. No, it's like 100 and something. So,
That's not good.
I'll come get him. She comes and gets him, and she takes him home, and like all of a sudden the fever is like 101 point something. So she calls me and says, I'm taking Drew to the doctor because he seems to be getting worse. It seems to be happening quickly. So doctor shoved a Q-tip up his nose and went off to the lab. And because we live in the future, it doesn't take long for them to find out. He had the flu, like actual positive for influenza. So we kept Drew home for a week and because he was like still not feeling great. And then Caitlin started to not feel great. We wound up not seeing Beauty and the Beast as we had planned last week. So Caitlin, it seemed like she didn't have the flu necessarily, maybe just like bad allergies. But we get to the middle of this week, and she calls me while I'm at work. She's like, can you come home early? I have meetings this afternoon, so unless it's an emergency. Well, I'm having trouble breathing. Okay, start with that. That's what you lead with that one. I'm having trouble breathing. Cool. See you in a minute.
Don't bear the lead.
Yeah. So I hopped in the car and raced home as fast as fucking Atlanta traffic would allow me. And I got home like just after Drew had gotten home. So basically I get home, grab Drew, grab Caitlin, turn around, you know, put her in the car. She's like panting, like she won't take a full breath. And I keep telling her, like, just try to take a deep breath. She's like, every time I do, I feel like I'm going to pass out. So get her in the car, get her to the doctor. She starts to feel faint at the doctor's office, so they put her in a wheelchair, take her back and start like listening to her lungs and everything. Then they put one of those blood oxygen things on her fingertip that shows your pulse and your blood oxygen. They took her her pulse twice before that because they apparently thought that maybe they miscounted. So her pulse was 131. And her blood oxygen content was between 82 and 85%. And ooh. I think you lose consciousness like somewhere in the 70s. So she was.
I know a lot of people who lost consciousness in the 70s. Am I right? Am I right? Drugs and shit.
Yeah. So I'm looking at this thing, and you know, I've got the strong face on for her. Like she's even like having trouble keeping her eyes open. Like she keeps like closing her eyes. Like, Should I slap her? So I'm like trying to keep talking to her and like keep her engaged or whatever, trying to keep calm.
That's not going to keep her from falling asleep. Boom!
Oh, damn. Cut me to the quick. So I'm like staring at the oxygen monitor and like inside I'm panicking. And like every single like nurse that comes into the room, I'm like kind of nodding with my head towards the oxygen monitor. Like, are you seeing this shit? Does somebody like want to go, I don't know, like rally the troops and figure this shit out? Like now?
Oof.
So,
that must be stressful.
Yeah, they gave her a steroid nebulizer treatment and you know, told her that she needed to breathe deep. And like as soon as she started breathing deep, her oxygenation like went up to like the high 80s. Like, oh, okay. Her pulse stayed really high for quite a while after that. But then they gave her a steroid shot in the butt. So Drew was super like, I want to see them shoot mommy in the butt. Dude.
No.
Do you think, was she hyperventilating?
She was, but it was because her chest and her lungs were tight. So the steroid was to loosen her up.
She was having issue, but also she was exasperating it by...
Exacerbating, but yes.
Exacerbating.
Yes.
Fuck.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, she needed to take deeper breaths, but that was making her feel unsteady, so she wasn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was one of those... You know, fucked if you do, fucked if you don't kind of situations. So the doctor sent her to get chest x-rays to make sure she didn't have pneumonia. She's like, it looks like bronchitis. Could be pneumonia. You know, I've listened to the lungs. There's no, like, collapsing or anything, but still want to get the x-rays. And then nobody actually called her back the next day with the results of that. So we still don't know if she maybe has pneumonia. But she is breathing better. They did tell us, though, like, okay, so you guys can leave and go home, but if she gets any worse, go to the ER. Don't call us. Don't do anything else. Like, don't call for a consult or anything. Just take her straight to the hospital. Okay. Because I did notice, and I tried not to panic, because we were already at the doctor's office by the time I noticed this. But I did notice, and I thought it was because she had been drinking blue Gatorade to keep hydrated, that her lips were blue. I was like, oh, yeah, because you've been drinking Gatorade. She's like, no, actually, I haven't had Gatorade in a while. My lips were blue a couple hours ago. That's when you should have called me, when you saw the blue lips. So we had some conversations about, if you think you're dying, please call. or call 911. Call me, call 911. What is it? Just don't be like, huh, my lips are blue.
That's a little weird.
That's odd. Like, that is a warning sign. Yeah, so that was Thursday afternoon and evening for us. And then Thursday night, we got the news that the Falcons were no longer the biggest collapse in Atlanta this year. Did you guys hear
about that freeway fire?
Yeah. Yeah, that kind of fucks downtown Atlanta, like, fully fucked. Because that is a
take
major...
that, downtown Atlanta. You've had it too good for too long.
Yeah.
I didn't hear about this.
Oh, yeah. There was a massive fire underneath one of our major freeways, and it's kind of at the confluence of three different major freeways. The fire burned out of control for hours and hours and hours, weakened the bridge above it, and then a, like, 100-foot section of, or something like that, of the bridge just collapsed. And there's, like, a bunch of other sections that are going to need to be replaced before they can reopen it. So they're talking about this being down for months, plural.
Ooh. How does that affect you?
Mostly just by fucking traffic up all the way around Atlanta everywhere, always.
Okay, so not directly, but... I mean, but like, you didn't take that freeway, I guess,
but
what I'm asking.
But as soon... The next time I have to go to the airport, it will fuck me. So I'm trying to stay away from any business-related travel until it's fixed.
Or you could fly out of another airport.
Like Chattanooga?
Yep.
Or Nashville?
Sure. Chattanooga's
tiny. It'd be kind of like flying out of Stockton.
That's fine.
It's a little better than that, but not much. And Nashville, it would take me, like, almost 4 hours to drive there.
Well, you better get going, man. Don't want to be late.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's what it would take.
All right, should we wrap it up? Noah has to be out of the house in less than 10 minutes.
He does indeed.
Oh, no, more than 10 minutes, but still.
Yeah, I actually, I make it a little shorter just so, like, because I know we run long. So I got extra 10 minutes after that, but...
You lying piece of shit.
Alrighty.
I know we go over, so I'm just like, let me give myself a little buffer.
I'm a buffer you in the face with my penis.
Oh, quickly, I've been watching a show called Nowhere Man that aired from like 95 to 96. It is interesting, but also very familiar. Like, very much one of those 90s shows where a guy's on the lam and he's like dodging people, but also helping people out along the way and discovering himself and like... But it's also very meta where it's like he's being hunted by this group and you're not really sure if the people he's meeting are there to help him or part of the group trying to get these film negatives that he has. It's fucking weird.
Yep.
Does he ever turn into the Incredible Hulk when he gets angry?
He does not. He
no,
does
he
seem
stays,
to have some...
He stays
some,
for screen with the whole time.
He does seem to have some skills. Carrie Ann Moss was on it. Yep. Bryan Cranston was on it so far. And the guy from Quantum Leap, whoever that guy was that would help him out.
Dean Stockwell.
That guy.
Yeah.
Just weird. Like, yeah, you're like, what the fuck's going on? Yeah, that's all. So, I can't say it's amazing. I'm going to finish it because I kind of want to see where it ends up, but it's interesting.
Is it on Netflix?
No.
Oh, okay. No more questions. I finished Iron Fist.
Oh, yes.
And?
It was alright. It's definitely the weakest of all the Marvel series so far.
Okay. But you feel like Rosario Dawson elevated it?
Quite a bit. Anytime Rosario Dawson's there, it's like, oh, okay, good. It's a show again. And I've started watching The Flash from the beginning on Netflix.
What do you think so far?
I'm enjoying it. I'm only like 7 episodes in, but I enjoy it.
Yeah.
I saw the pilot and I saw the 2-time Supergirl crossed over with it. And so I'm like, I should give the show a shot.
I think I like The Flash better than The Arrow.
That's what everybody says, so I'm not even going to bother with The Arrow.
I've enjoyed The Arrow. It scratches a Batman-ish itch. Plus it has, I forgot the dude's actual name. But he played Captain Jack Harkness in Doctor Who and Torchwood. John Barrowman.
That's weird, because doesn't the guy who played Rory play on another...
Yep.
The Legends of Tomorrow, whatever? Yeah, that's
yes, indeed.
Do they ever have scenes together, and do they make Doctor Who jokes?
I doubt it. I haven't seen any of Legends of Tomorrow yet. I'm still waiting to get to the point where that show starts. It also has Brandon Routh, or Ruth, or however the hell you pronounce it. He's pretty damn good. I like his character a lot.
He's made several Superman-related jokes that I know of.
Yes, indeed. Yes. And they make me chuckle every time it happens. They even did a up in the sky. Is it a bird? Is it a plane thing?
When he first came in as the Atom.
Yep.
That was the one I knew about.
Yep.
And then also when Supergirl guest starred and he was talking to her and she walks away, he's like, she kind of looks like my cousin. I was like, nah.
Yeah. There've been a couple of good, like, outside the universe references that they've done in both of those shows. Yeah. Fan service-y kind of stuff.
I like it.
Me too.
Like on a recent episode of Supergirl, both Dean Cain and Terry Hatcher were on the same episode. They did not share a scene, but I was like, hey, Lois and Clark are on the Supergirl episode. All right. I was trying to bring it in, and now I've jabbered more.
It's fine.
You've
it's
added fun. This episode, Tim.
Yes.
In fairness, I went off of you launching into your own TV thing. I'm like, well, I'm going to talk about my TV thing, too.
I remember. Fucking remember, never trust technology to work when you need it to.
Yeah.
Not today. Pithy catchphrase at the end of an episode.
This week, well, really 2 weeks ago, I hate it when I'm just minding my business and somebody drives into the back of my fucking car.
Oh, not today, 30s.
Yeah.
And what else do you hate?
And Donald J. Trump. Tancast.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry, Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please, come back again next week! Please!
I did not hear anything you said, Andy, but the episode got it.
Yep.
Listen, I don't need to hear what you say. It's just important our three listeners hear what you say.
He was cutting out for me, so... That's why I didn't hear it.
I was complaining about the woman that hit me in my minor car accident that made me lose a weekend.
Got it.
A rear end makes him lose a weekend.
Indeed.
And now it's the show end. Boom! Symmetry.
April Fools, that wasn't the end of the show. This is.